Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. You can check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. We're going to talk about something interesting this morning, and we're going to talk about manipulation, especially the problem with adult children using guilt and manipulation on their parents. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, I can't complain at all. Like you say, it's a very balmy morning, so that's a good way to be. A little rainy, but you know, when you're pushing 50 degrees this time of year, you're doing pretty good work.
I'm telling you, I'm not complaining at all. I'm going to enjoy it while we have it. All right, let's talk about this, Dr. Braccio, because we're in the holiday season, and we're coming out of a tough economic time where a lot of folks move back home. Tell us about manipulation, especially when it comes to adult children and their parents.
I think we can start by a definition of the psychological manipulation. What it is, it's exercising undue influence through mental distortion and emotional exploitation. And the intent is you want power. You want control. You want to get certain privileges for you that maybe you don't deserve. But what you want, and you want to use guilt and other feelings on the person that you're using your manipulation on. Now, with the home, the situation we're dealing with the adult children is with many adult children coming home, with many adult children raising children on their own, okay, whether they're living in the home with you or not, there's just becoming more and more pressure on parents of adult children of them using manipulation. And when you're a parent and you really feel for your child, you're trying to be helpful, you run the risk of becoming codependent, as they will really almost extort you for money. They say they need it, you don't need it, you didn't help them enough in life. Or with the children, they will use the threat of not letting you see the children if you don't do what they want in terms of take them, or I want you to have the children off, you love them, you would do it, using comparisons, saying, you know, the Jones and the Smiths and the Garcia and these other ones, they look after them, how come you don't? So it's a very, very tough situation, and believe it or not, in my work, there's never a time where we're not working with a set of adult parents that are in this really very horrible, difficult, heart-hurting, if you will, circumstance.
All right, two questions. Number one, how do we keep our kids from behaving like that? I would imagine that starts at a very early age. And then, Dr. Braccio, if we get in that boat, how do we get out of it?
Well, I think first thing is if we can teach people that giving and, you know, being the person who's supportive to others in life is a good way to be. If a person learns that early in life, and they learn also the reciprocal part, that if you're good to people, they need to be good back to you, okay, then that's that side of the golden rule, do unto others you have them do unto you. And the main thing is if you're teaching your children that in the beginning and they learn it through life, the odds are they're going to make good decisions along the way, make good friends, and they're not going to be as needy for you. However, if you do have a child that finds himself in difficult straits and they really don't know, you know, what to do, and you can't kick the dog anymore because that's inappropriate, so you can still kick a parent, not psychologically, but, well, unfortunately, that tends to be true, then I think that the if you didn't do it early, you'd better start now. Like, if let's just say you weren't inappropriate, you didn't raise your child appropriately, didn't teach the tools of how to live life appropriately, even if we could blame yourself for that to some degree, You can't become codependent and continue the negativity and the inappropriate behavior. So you do need to set parameters. You need to determine, first of all, how you're being manipulated. Is your child using the martyr, or they're excessively needy, or they're just a narcissist, just some demanding because they deserve it, using guilt on you, playing the victim, using comparison. Once you figure out what they're doing, you then need to get your own Bill of Rights, and you have to really know that you have to keep a distance emotionally. even if they use the threat of not seeing the grandchildren, if they're really using you and manipulating you, you're going to have to maybe take the threat and temporarily not spend some time. Unfortunately, the person, or fortunately maybe, the person who wants you to look after the kids a lot of the time, they're going to want you to do that, even if you, you know, get some blowback and you're not willing to do whatever they want. But you have to not accept guilt and blame. Whatever's happened in the past, the person now is their own person. Your job is to really, you know, give advice. You have to confront them because they are bullies, of course. But you really have to set consequences. But the main thing is you have to know your rights. You're a free, independent person. You have the right to be treated with dignity. You have the right to do what you want, what you desire to do in terms of being helpful, loving, caring. But if the person is using and manipulating and using really the guilt, kind of the underhanded manipulative tactics, you really do need to learn how to take care of that or seek out someone, whether it's a minister, whether it's a trained therapist, whether it's good friends, family. You need people. You need to know what is appropriate and get rid of those manipulation hands on you. And with the holidays coming, you can be sure there's going to be more demands for money. There's going to be more demands for attention. There's going to be threats of not coming to get-togethers if you don't do certain things. So this is an unusually difficult time.
You know, Dr. Braccio, I have a brother who I've had to somewhat distance myself from because he lives a lifestyle that just isn't conducive to being around my wife and kids. And it's hard, especially this time of the year, and you want them around. But I wonder, I hope I made the right choice, and do my parents have to make the same choice with their kids?
I think when someone is really toxic and destructive, regardless of relationship, we really have to stay away from those people. Or if we do see them, there have to be some very definite parameters. You know, I've always believed family has the first opportunity to be loved and cared for, but ultimately it's the human beings that love and care for us and share that we find people that are like ourselves in terms of loving, caring, and sharing. And we're best to stay away for whatever the reason for people that aren't that way. Sadly, it can be a parent. It can be a brother, a sister, a cousin, an in-law, whatever it is. Now, that doesn't mean during the holiday period, you know, if you've got a big Christmas festival that, you know, in your home or somewhere that you might not see the person somewhere, but somehow you do have to make sure you put up your barriers, your boundaries, and you're able to have control of the situation, but best not to see people that are really toxic and could be damaging to your family and to yourself.
We've been talking with Dr. John Braccio, who is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological. If you want to check out a very interesting, upbeat website, check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Sir, we appreciate your time.
Always fun, Tony. Good talking to you, my friend.